touchdown or turnover is backed by Alcorton Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. We will be live at Dead End for National Signing Day. That is on February the 6th. I encourage you to come on out, enjoy a free barbecue breakfast. We will do the show from 7 to 10 a.m., and we will be there until. It's always a fun time, people traveling in from out of town, people taking the day to come hang out with us and hang out with each other. It's going to be really fun. We got some new things that we're going to do this year, so I look forward to it, man. We're going to capture some really cool moments and got some cool ways that we're going to do that, so I'm looking forward to seeing everybody. Again, February the 6th, National Signing Day, right there at Dead End Barbecue on Sutherland Avenue, and we're going to grub for lunch too. So it's going to be really, really fun. Can't wait to see everyone. Touchdown Turnover, backed by Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong. Better rates and better service. Touchdown Turnover. And I saw this on Twitter. Let me see here. Who said this? I don't know. Let me pull it up. I want to make sure people get credit. I'll pull up and tell you when I get it. Touchdown Turnover. There's a basketball game tonight.
Basketball? What's basketball?
Do we see T. Martin being recognized? Maybe even Jim Chaney. Will we see T. Martin being recognized at the basketball game tonight? Introduced as an assistant coach coming back home so that way he can get that standing ovation in front of a large crowd. Do we see T. Martin be introduced as a Tennessee assistant coach at the basketball game tonight? Touchdown or turnover?
I'm going to say turnover. T. Martin will be introduced during Saturday's sold-out basketball game against the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Oh, man, that's even better.
That's when this needs to happen. It's on Saturday at 2 p.m. Well, I guess you'd do it at halftime. So the game starts at 2. It would probably be around 3 o'clock Eastern time. That's when Jim Chaney and T. Martin needs to be introduced.
I agree. I'm going to turn over. I think that is a perfect idea. The reason why is these guys need to be recruiting right now during the week.
Exactly.
On Saturday, that's a good time to do that because you'll have some visitors in town, and you can go ahead and do that all together. You can bring the recruits to the basketball game, and then you can show the recruits how much you love your former Vol quarterback.
And say what you will about Butch Jones, but I truly believe that one of the reasons he got Drew Richmond to flip on signing day is because of the reception that Drew Richmond received when those two walked in to, it was Bruce Pearl's first game back. So Tennessee-Auburn basketball game in 2014 or 15, whatever year that was. The place went crazy because at the time, Butch Jones was still the new flavor of the month. Tennessee fans weren't out on him, and Drew Richmond was a dadgum five-star offensive tackle from Memphis. So the reception that those two received on that day won't even compare to what T. Martin and even Jim Chaney will get on Saturday if that were to happen. But even aside from recruiting during the week, I mean, today is going to be a whirlwind from T, because unless you know something that I don't, I doubt T. Martin was in town yesterday. So he would probably be,
I don't know where he is,
flying. I'm assuming he'd probably be flying to Knoxville early this morning, or maybe got into Knoxville late last night. And I imagine he would want to spend most of today getting accustomed to the players, the coaches, meeting everybody, and there will be some talks with he and his wife about moving his family all the way from Los Angeles to Knoxville and getting them, their situation figured out. So it's going to be a whirlwind for T. Martin today in just so many different ways that I think springing the basketball game on him tonight may be a little too much.
Now, I think recruiting is the number one thing right now. And I've seen coaches go from one school to the next school and going straight to the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's going to happen. I remember when Terry Fair left Colorado State to come here, and that's what he did. They stayed in the hotel, and he hit the road. And I think that's what T. Martin will do. I don't think he has enough time to worry about his – his pictures in his office on his desk.
No, I was more saying,
I think he's going to do, he's not going to do anything else right now besides recruit.
Right.
Sign the contract and go recruit. I think that's what's going to happen.
Well, and I was also, I didn't say it, but also getting used to the board. T. Martin doesn't exactly know who Jeremy Pruitt wants exactly. I mean, I'm sure I bet they didn't even talk about what guys Jeremy Pruitt wanted in the interview, because there was a possibility T. Martin could have gone to Alabama and Jeremy Pruitt would have been silly to disclose with T. Martin what recruits that he wanted. So that was another aspect that I was alluding to, is the fact that T. Martin has to get accustomed to Tennessee's big board in the recruiting room, what guys to go after, what guys that they don't think they have a chance for, and things of that nature. There's so many nuances that T. Martin has to come accustomed to today that I just think springing the basketball game on him would be a little too much tonight.
Hey, T, you're on a flight to this city, and then on your way, here's the video of him playing, and that's who we want. Go get him. You know, recruiting, I think recruiting is kind of recruiting. And, you know, T's done it so well for so long. I think that's going to be the number one priority as we are. I mean, we're just a few weeks away. Now, we put, 3 weeks away? About 3 weeks away from signing day. And a lot that has to be done. You know, Tennessee still trying to get Henry Oto, still trying to get Darnell Wright, still trying to go out and get themselves a linebacker or defensive tackle. So this staff, that's their focus right now, is finishing strong. And there's not any time for anything else. Go recruit. So I say turnover. Do it Saturday. Playing Alabama, it's on a weekend. You typically don't go and visit kids on a weekend there. So I know Vol VFL Films will have something that will make you cry. I'm looking for that any minute.
Well, and they can also work on something throughout the week and have a very nice video play at the basketball game on the Jumbotron. So that would be very nice as well.
Go to the text box here. Ricky Bobby says, enough with the cryptic statements on changes. Guys, first of all, T. Martin is going to come. No one in this public left yet. So there's going to be some changes on the staff. Sam Pittman's not coming. Sam Pittman just signed an extension in Georgia, so it's not going to be Sam Pittman. He is staying at Georgia. Will Friend is your offensive line coach.
You just going to have to suck it up and take it if you don't like it.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. Let's see here.
I wanted to mention, you mentioned our shindig at Dead End Barbecue for National Signing Day. Throughout the last week or so, there have been messages on the text box asking about tickets.
No tickets.
There are no tickets. It's free.
Just walk in.
Yeah, free breakfast.
Just walk in.
Come in and hang out.
Any insight on Gibbs? Was he a bust or were there some issues? Talking about D'Angelo Gibbs at Georgia. He didn't have the most ideal time at Georgia. He didn't. He will obviously have to come in, and if he does decide to come to Tennessee, he would have to come in and kind of be on his P's and Q's there and make sure that he has a good support staff around him. But everyone is different. Sometimes it takes getting used to college, and it's different. Some guys get there and they blossom first day, and some guys it takes time, and some guys come in a little bit more immature and they need to wear a shirt or they need a change of scenery. But D'Angelo Gibbs provides a lot of speed that this team needs, regardless of what side of the ball that he may play on. Started off as a D back there at UGA, and we'll see what happens with him possibly coming to Tennessee. Nothing is done. He just was here on a visit. So
here's an interesting question from the Orange Arc. Any chance Taylor, referring to Alante Taylor, moves to receiver to address the speed issue?
No.
I agree. I think he's locked. He and Bryce Thompson are going to be your two starting corners for the next 2 years at minimum, maybe three.
Yeah, he's just starting. He's not going anywhere, man. That dude's a dog, and you don't just move guys' positions around like that. He's going to play. He's going to play defense. He's one of the best D backs in the country at his age. I know Bryce Thompson got a lot of love, All American, but Bryce Thompson was right. Alontae Taylor was right there with him. We will – a lot of good stuff here in the text box. I'm going to come back to the text box. We have to take a break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Chris Lowe. Chris Lowe broke the news at 1 a.m. that T. Martin will be returning to Tennessee. So don't go anywhere. Stick with us. We'll be right back. And when we come back, we'll be joined by Chris Lowe of ESPN. Well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. Chick don't wanna know, forget her. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. I said the boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials for the fall. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Smokehouse Stew, Barbecue Cheddar Meatloaf, or the Smoked Turkey and Dressing, which includes sliced smoked turkey and cornbread dressing paired with sautéed Brussels sprouts, mashed potatoes, and a side of turkey gravy. While Dead End offers a different specialty meal each day, you can get their Hillbilly Chili every day. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The fall flavor search is over.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. The next thing you know, you're being arrested for DUI. Be responsible, but remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call DUI and criminal defense attorney Marcos Garza. Put this number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty, say Garza. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799. Gentlemen, when it comes to taking care of your health, sometimes the first step is the hardest. Low T Center is making it easier to take that first step. It all starts with knowing the numbers that are essential to a man. Testosterone levels, blood pressure, cholesterol, prostate, and thyroid. Low T Center makes it quick and easy to get all these levels checked and more. Low T Center specializes in men's health and has expanded their services, including sleep apnea, low thyroid, hypertension, severe allergies, high cholesterol, diabetes, and annual physicals, along with testosterone replacement therapy. The physicians at Low T Center not only want to help you feel good again, they want to help you prevent any serious health problems moving forward. Now, with the holistic approach to your overall health and wellness, Low T Center is making it more convenient for men to take care of their health, and most health insurance is accepted. They'll even verify for you. Take the first step for your health and call 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com. Reinventing men's healthcare.
Beatty Chevrolet is celebrating 85 years of low prices. And during Truck Month, choose from over 400 trucks and SUVs, all deeply discounted. Like a new Silverado, now 25% off. A new Equinox, now 20% off. And a certified pre-owned 15 Equinox or Terrain, now $16,995. Plus, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life.
Big selection and even bigger savings. That's why it's better at Beatty Chevrolet.
Number 232 savings off NSRV. Include all dealer savings and manufacturer incentives with approved credit list finance through GM. Offer expires 8/31/18.
Craving flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at your local grocery store. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gluten-free select varieties like the cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy small-town flavor in every bite. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's. Small town, small town.
You don't have to take an L just because you can't listen to the Swain event live. You can catch up on the podcast posted daily on the app, online, and on iTunes.
Swain Event, welcome back to the program. And we have AKA Hollywood Chris Lowe, AKA, in this case, Santa Claus, because he delivered the great news at 1 a.m. He couldn't wait to get folks who are awake to break this news, but he broke it as soon as he could. He did it at 1 a.m. this morning. Chris Lowe joins the program. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Jason. It's good to be with you, man. Hey, I have two responses. Number one, maybe I am Hollywood, but I'm not the one in Nashville on Friday night that Bob Seger dedicated Hollywood Nights to. That was you.
Yeah, but you got backstage tickets, though.
Well, that's a story for a different day. The second response would be, hey, everybody's having a hard time for dropping that at 1 o'clock. You got to remember, Keith Barber's on the West Coast, man.
That's true.
So these deals get done on, you know, if somebody's got to get a job, they get done on Pacific Coast time. So that's sort of how that all went down. He's supposed to be on campus today, I think, flying in, and I think bringing his family. So, you know, as an alum and as somebody who's known T for a long time, and you have too, what a great day for Tennessee. What a great day for T. I know I've heard from so many of his teammates that played with him on that 98 team. They're just so excited to have one of their own back and a guy that wanted to be at Tennessee. And that, to me, is the neatest part of this whole story. And we've talked about it on your show. T had a lot of opportunities. Alabama came hard after him. Auburn came hard after him. He could have been, I think, the play caller and offensive coordinator at Vanderbilt. I think he had a similar opportunity at Maryland, certainly as co-OC. Louisville, Scott Satterfield really wanted to get T there and be a part of his staff. And there were calls of two inquiries. But at the end of the day, T wanted to come home. He wanted to be at Tennessee. He wanted his family, his younger boys, Caden and Kamen, to experience, you know, what he did here as a player and as a student. You know, they never really had the chance to do that because he's been coaching elsewhere, you know, a different part of the country. But that, to me, is the neatest part of this whole deal, is that he wanted to be here. He wanted to come home. He wants to help his alma mater get back to where it was when he was here. It's almost, I don't want to say it's weird. It's ironic that 20 years, almost 20 years and 2 weeks after the date, or to the date, there in the desert, when he led Tennessee to a national championship, he's back now as an assistant coach on the staff. And again, in his words, and I think everybody that knows T's words, you know, want to do what he can to help get his alma mater back to playing for championships and at least swimming in those waters again.
Yeah, 20 years to this day, he did that. Well, not to this day, but 20 years ago, he won that championship. And then, you know, his son wins a championship there at Clemson, beating Alabama, which is always good. T has, you know, kids with him, but he also has, you know, kids here, you know. Mari's at Clemson. His daughter goes to college in the state of Tennessee. So he'll have a chance for his kids to be closer together. And I know how cool that is. You know, I lived away from my brother for most of my life. And then the last 2 years of high school, my brother moved to Huntsville. And I know how important that was to me and how cool that was for me. So that will be probably something that I'm sure his kids will be happy to get a chance to see each other a little bit more. Chris, how close was this not happening? Kind of how did it happen and when did it kind of start to develop?
Well, there have been conversations ongoing for a while with T, you know, between T and Jeremy Pruitt. I think Philip Fulmer was involved as well, which is not surprising. I mean, Philip coached him in Tennessee. Philip's the AD now. So there have been a lot of conversations over the last few weeks, you know. And again, T had, you know, he talked to other people. And I know Nick Saban was very interesting. You know, T and Steve Sarkisian have a really good relationship, worked together at USC, and I know that option was attractive to T, and Sark wanted T. So there were other, I think it went back and forth at times, and T was trying to weigh what was best for him and his family. But at the end of the day, I think the thing that kept sort of coming to the forefront for him was that this was his home. This is what he, where he wanted to be. And it was his, you mentioned his kid. I think they were all on board with it. You know, coming back and being around when their dad went to school, when their dad was a legend, you know, when their dad helped bring his alma mater to heights it hadn't experienced in almost 50 years. And, of course, winning the championship in 1998. You know, they'd never really been around here. So I think that was a big part of it. And so they were all on board. I know there were a lot of conversations with he and his family about what was the right thing to do. And he's got a close network of people, friends, that he leans on and he talked to. And I know some of those guys were his former teammates at Tennessee. And ultimately, you know, kudos to Jeremy Pruitt and Philip Fulmer for getting it done, for making it happen, and understanding that, you know, by no means is T a savior, but you know, already, I mean, and I'm sure you already heard it, the feedback from the fans has been unbelievable, you know, to have him back. And if, you know, T can recruit, I think he will tear it up in his footprint recruiting, especially recruiting to his alma mater. He's been a coordinator. He's called his own plays. He's coached in this league before at Kentucky. He's been different places. I think that's important. He played the NFL. There's a lot of boxes that he checks.
Mm-hmm.
He can coach different positions. I think they're still finalizing. Everybody wants to know how Jeremy's going to shuffle his staff. I think they're still finalizing that. I know some of the things that were discussed were some type of co-OC title, assistant head coach title. You know, the position. The good thing is he's pretty versatile. He can coach a lot of different positions on offense. You know, so we'll see how that all plays out. You know, USC still paying him. I think they're still on the hook to pay him, Jason, for two more years. So the money part of it wasn't a huge issue because USC is going to pay most of his salary for the next 2 years. So there are a lot of things that, you know, I think that, again, as he sort of weighed everything and looked at all his options and his opportunities, you know, he just kept coming back to, and I don't want to speak for T, but just in talking to people very close to the situation, he kept coming back to that he wanted to be home. He wanted to be where, you know, he has a comfort and a feel, and he knows that he's very aware of what he means to the people of Tennessee. And I think probably a better way of saying it, what Tennessee means to him, and that was important to him.
Should I send Clay Helton a gift basket and a thank you card?
Well, it's funny how things work. You know, it's funny how things work because had T not been part of it, of course, T was probably the only one that got let go. There was really a sort of a purge of that entire USC staff after they dipped to 5-7. You know, the way this business works, when a program takes a dip, the head coach usually has to sacrifice some of his assistants. You know, if he's going to make it, because he's got to show that he's going to change or what his plan is to get it back. And T was part of that purge. Now, granted, the offense wasn't as good this year. There were a lot of reasons for that. Hey, they were playing a true freshman quarterback. I think age-wise, should have still been in high school. But the year before, they put up great numbers. I mean, unbelievable offensive numbers. When he had an experienced quarterback, they won the Pac-12 championship. The year before that, his first year as OC, they won the Rose Bowl. So I know as fans and media sometimes, we remember the last, you know, it's sort of the last impression that sticks with you. The last impression is they weren't as good offensively this year. He had a big part of a staff purge and was fired. But two of his 3 years, he was part of a staff and part of an offense that was ultra successful and won a Rose Bowl and won a Pac-12 championship. So I think there's different ways to look at it. Again, I like the fact that T has done different things. You know, he went to USC when Lane was there. He worked with Lane, under Lane, same with Sarkisian. He was in Kentucky for a while, worked there with Randy Sanders. Go back and look at T's work with some of the guys in Kentucky. You know, what Randall Cobb did at Kentucky and the way they used him and the way they were able to sort of get so much out of him. He was a big part of that. And you talk to other people that work with TJ, Randy Sanders, for instance. I talked to Randy just recently. They rave about T's ability to relate to players, his ability to get the most out of players, see things in players, and Tom's sort of an example of that. So I think it's a good lick for Jeremy Pruitt. And again, you look at what they were able to do to get Jim Chaney away from Georgia and pony up the kind of money they did to get Jim, and now you add T to that equation. I think anybody, even the most neutral observer, stands back and looks at this offseason for Tennessee and looks at what Jeremy's done with the staff, and you got to be impressed.
Chris, how quickly did this come about? Was this a situation where Tennessee and T wanted to get this done all along, or was it a situation where Tennessee saw the interest that Miami, Vanderbilt, Alabama had in T and moved rather quickly after Amari's national championship game?
Well, I mean, I think it had been, like I said earlier, it had been an ongoing discussion. And it had to be right for T. I mean, T wasn't just going to come and take an alumni discount. He wasn't just going to come just because he was Tennessee. He loves Tennessee, wants to be a part of it. But again, he had other opportunities at high-profile schools.
Mm-hmm.
And again, some of these were play-calling opportunities. So there were discussions and things that needed to be worked out, but there had been interest on both sides for a while. And I think just hammering out all the details, it's always a little screwy when another school's paying you. The contract, the language that you got to put in there, because you still got to pay him so much, depending on what your title is. And I think that was tedious, over the last several days or week. But at the end of the day, I think this was something that Jeremy Pruitt always wanted to do. I mean, he wanted to bring T back. He knew how important that was. Philip Fulmer was always on board with this to bring it back. And let's say this for T. T was very disappointed. I mean, it's not a big secret last year that he didn't get in front of anybody. Not that he didn't get the Tennessee head job, but he never really got in front of anybody to interview. And we could sit here and debate all day whether he should have or shouldn't have. But that hurt him. He felt like, if he at least deserved an opportunity to say, hey, this is my vision for the program. This is what I offer. This is my plan. But that never happened. But to T's credit, he got over that. And he let that go. It wasn't something that festered. There were a lot of his teammates who were upset about that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
And Swain, I know you heard from a lot of them.
You know it.
But again, T being the man he is, and was able to sort of rise above that, and now here we are. So I think that says, again, a lot about T, the person and the man. Yeah. And what he thinks about his alma mater.
Yep. I mean, you're not going to always agree with every move that's made. You're not always going to be happy. That's just not true. It's not a fairy tale. There's going to be times when you're upset, when you are treated a certain type of way, or you are treated like you should be treated a little bit better. But at the end of the day, it's about your love for this program and understand this program is bigger. And if you have a chance to help, then you take that opportunity. And T is doing that. Juwan Jennings announced that he was coming back. Chris, I'm pretty sure T's happy about Juwan coming back. And I'm wondering if Juwan knew a little bit about T possibly coming in, and did that influence his decision?
I really don't know. I don't want to speak to that because I don't know that definitively. I know that having another guy like that coming back, his experience, he can make plays down the field, is something that will make T happy as part of that offensive staff. That's the right decision for Jordan. He needs another year in college ball. He needs to continue to grow socially, academically, from a football standpoint. I'm happy for Juwan because I think it's the right decision. It certainly helps Tennessee give them another guy and give Jim Chaney, as he tries to put the pieces in place on offense, to have a guy like that who's a proven playmaker down the field. And I think Jim will figure out ways and do things to make sure they get Juwan the ball.
Chris, with T. Martin and Jim Chaney coming in, I think there are going to be a lot of expectations placed on the offensive coaching staff. What are reasonable expectations in their first year and then maybe jump into the second year?
playing number one is to get more consistent on offense. You know, we saw the offense flash at times last year. Jim Chaney's style and approach is different than Tyson Hill. And I think a big part of that then is to get Jared Garantano to a point where he's more comfortable, more confident, more consistent. Now, to do that, you got to play better around him. You got to protect him better. And I think that's the thing all year long this year we talked about the offensive line. See, I think Jim's background and working with the offensive line will help a lot in that area because they've got to get better up there and more consistent. And you do that through recruiting, you do that through development, and you're getting better continuity, having guys healthy and play together for longer stretches. You know, you have that. You had so many changes last year in the offensive line. You know, they were sort of snake bit with injuries. You know, you losing the center before the season and Trey Smith. There are a lot of reasons for that, but I think to answer your question, more confident, more comfortable, more consistent across the board offensively, better quarterback play, and again, a big part of that is playing better around him. And I think he can help in that area, and certainly Jim Chaney with his experience. The thing I like best about Jim is his commitment to running the football, being able to mix the run with the pass, and being creative enough that they will be able to throw the football. And Jim's been really good with quarterbacks. You know, we go back to Fromm as a freshman, Drew Brees, some of those kids in Arkansas, and he's been a guy where he's been, the quarterbacks have typically gotten better.
Chris Lowe, ESPN. Chris, man, I'm glad that you were able to get up early this morning, man. What time did you go to bed last night?
Oh, Swain, I don't know, man. I'm old, so I usually go to bed early. So when I got word last night that something might be cooking, got a little adrenaline pumping. You know, but, as you know, I mean, I go back a long ways. You know, I covered it. My first year at the Tennessee was 97. So my first year covering UT was Peyton's last year. And then my second year was obviously T's junior year, the national championship year. So, you know, for me, knowing him as I do and having been around him and known him for so long, that was a big deal. And so when I got the news that it was going to happen, I was excited for him, excited for Tennessee, excited for the fans. You know, it's been a long, tough haul for fans in Tennessee. You know that. You hear them every day. And I think they're starting to see some hope on the horizon. You know, you bring in a Chaney, you bring in T. Martin, they're recruiting well. You know, Jeremy Pruitt, although I still think he's got a bit of a steep learning curve as a head coach, he's learned a lot. I think Jeremy will tell you now, he's a much better head coach now than he was when he came in a year ago. And I think he'll be better next year. And having some of these guys he's bringing into his staff will make him even better. And one thing we know about Jeremy is they don't grind any harder than he does. Okay, and they don't recruit and get on the road and pound the pavement any harder than he does. And I think the other thing that fans look at when they start thinking about hope is a guy that's running the show now, Philip Fulmer. I mean, Philip Fulmer's learned on the job as an 82 and will have a bit of a learning curve and is learning. But the thing that we all know about Philip Fulmer is nobody is more Tennessee to the core or wants to see Tennessee do better and succeed than Philip Fulmer, and has seen it at its height. You know, he's been to the mountaintop, and he's been a part of it, you know, as a player, as an assistant coach, as a head coach, and now he's the AD. And I know he's willing to do and pony up and make sure everybody's rolling in the same direction to the point to where Tennessee's going to get there. And I think what you've seen happen this offseason is indicative of that.
Chris, last one, man. Tennessee basketball team going on the road and Gator chomping after the game. You know, you mentioned Coach Fulmer now as the AD and kind of learning on the job. He's going to have probably a tough decision to make if the women's basketball team continues to play like they're playing with Holly Warlick. And I know that he experienced not having success later in his career, being a former player and then being dismissed, I know he's going to approach that with care, and will make the right decision that's best for the program moving forward. But he has some really tough decisions to make moving forward. But just your thoughts on the men's basketball program and the women's basketball program right now.
Well, I'll start with the men. I go back a long way, and we've talked about this, to the King Grunfeld years. And that was great. That was so much fun to watch those teams play. I love the early DeVoe years with Dale Ellis, Steve Ray, Michael Brooks. Love those teams. And then and Bruce had obviously some great teams, too, and our boy Chris Loftin. I think this team's just fun to watch play with any of those. And all the pieces of the puzzle, the way they push each other. I love the guys that know their roles, Jason, and play their roles. Kyle Alexander and John Fulkerson. And the way guys get better to Rick Barnes. I'll say two things about Rick Barnes. First, on the court, his players get better. And that's, you go back throughout his coaching career, his teams get better. I think that's a reflection of who he is and the kind of coach he is. But this is the best thing I can say about Rick Barnes, and I love this story. He's such a credit to the university, not just because he's a good basketball coach, because he's what he's done with his team. He texted me, I don't know, a few hours before the Florida game on Saturday to check on Tony White. They're getting ready to play a big game on the road at Florida, and Rick Barnes is checking on Tony White to see how he was doing. That tells you everything you need to know about Rick Barnes. Hmm. And when they got back, he wanted to know when would be a good time to go see Tony this week. Tony's back at UT Medical for another round of chemo because he wants to go back over there and see him. That's the kind of person, the kind of man. Forget basketball. Mm. And that's why the Tennessee fans are so endeared with this team and with him, because they know what kind of man he is. There's for Holly and the basketball and the Lady Vols. Phillip Fuller won't make any jerk decisions. He's been down this road himself as a coach. And you know what, with basketball, Jason, does it really matter what's going on right now? I mean, this is a team that's talented enough. They get hot March
mm-hmm.
and make a deep run in a tournament. Nobody's going to remember that they lost three in a row in January.
Sure.
Now, can she press the right buttons and get this team to that point? I think that's a fair question. I don't know. But they're certainly talented enough. It's not like she hasn't recruited well. You know, to get hot and start playing better and playing more consistently. We'll see what she does, and this is a big next month and a half for her and the program. If she does it, and this team continues to sort of flounder, and things starts continues to hemorrhage, then you're right. Phillip's going to have a tough decision, because remember, he just re-upped her. He just extended her contract. But if this thing really starts to spiral, then, yes, that's a hard decision. But I would say, here's what I would say. Let's assess where this team is in mid-March.
Yep.
And go from there.
Yep. Chris Lowe, a.k.a. Hollywood, a.k.a. Santa, for delivering the great news about Tennessee coming home. Chris, thanks so much. And, hey, do us a favor, man. There's a lot of Tennessee fans, you know, excited about T. Martin coming back. And I know sometimes the national media can highlight the negative with this fan base, and they've been vocal and things that they don't like. But I think they're going to be really, really vocal today and over the next couple of days about their guy coming home to help Tennessee get back on top. So, man, how about a little bit of love and a little bit of that camera on the Tennessee fan base, because I know it's going to be really fun to kind of watch these folks show T. Martin the love he deserves.
Yeah, well, it's never fair to paint any fan base with a broad brush. You know that. Whether it's Bama, Tennessee, Ohio State, it only takes a few of us to screw it up for everybody else. And I think, unfortunately, over the last couple of years, that's probably happened with Tennessee. And people have painted this fan base with a broad brush. Yes, I've heard some of the crazy, but you know what? I hear from far more of the people, generations of fans of Tennessee, grandfathers and fathers and their sons, who've been following this program for 40 and 50 years, who've been there through thick and thin. And as I said, it's nice to see some hope on the horizon, and we'll see what they can do with it. But no, you're right. And I think it's a good day for Tennessee. Good day for Tennessee through and through.
That's right, man. Chris Lowe, man, thank you so much for your time this morning.
bet, man. You guys take care.
Thank you. Chris Lowe, ESPN, broke the news of T. Martin returning home as assistant coach. One of the best in the business, and he'll be helping Tennessee get back on top and make a move in the SEC. 865-200-5503 is our telephone number to the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. We will get to that hotline. We will get to your messages on the text box, Twitter, Facebook Live. Don't go anywhere. Be right back. Into the future.
Coming up on the Swain event.
There is a 20% chance of rain today, mostly cloudy with a high of 63 and a low of 34. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high near 43 and a low around 24. More sunshine on Thursday with a high in the upper 30s. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
Do you want a custom-themed tumbler or bottle to show off your team spirit every day of the week? Well, look no further than Game Time Sidekicks. Every design has you, the fan, in mind. Their tumblers and bottles are double-walled, vacuum-insulated stainless steel, and their quality is second to none in the market. From stainless steel sippy cups to tumblers and sports bottles, Game Time Sidekicks offers something for the fan of all ages to rep their team with. They have many different logo options, so fans will have something they are proud to carry around all the time. Use promo code SWAIN at checkout to get 20% off of your entire purchase at GameTimeSidekicks.com. They also offer $5 flat rate shipping. Be sure to check out the Game Time Workshop on the website and customize your tumbler to make it one of a kind with things like your nickname, number, or initials. Game Time Sidekicks. Show your colors and carry your team.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Incipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Dan Mullen posing awkwardly with recruits.
For what?
Gators working out wearing costumes.
For what?
Vanderbilt
making a sorority-style video.
For what?
Aaron Murray and David Pollock opening their mouths.
For what?
Welcome back, Swain Event and SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Huge, huge thanks to our guy Chris Lowe for joining us and sharing a little bit of little information regarding the T. Martin hire for Tennessee. And looking forward to seeing the official announcement and what VFL Films will do to just add a little cherry on top for Tennessee fans. But it is time for what? Where we highlight folks just making questionable decisions out here. And we got to do it right now. And we will do that going to the state of Massachusetts. And I don't know if this is, like a ha-ha type of moment, like from The Simpsons or anything, but just a kind of weird situation here. A rare 1943 bronze Lincoln penny was sold for more than $200,000 at a Florida auction. Heritage auctions say more than 30 people bid on this rare coin Thursday. Only 10 to 15 of those pennies mistakenly minted in bronze instead of steel are believed to exist. They were at the time when bronze and copper were being saved to fill metal storages during the World War II days. Really, really, really cool. There, imagine having this penny and not really knowing that it's worth $200,000, and then you just throw it away, or you see this penny on the ground. I pick up every single penny that I see. I don't care if it's a penny, dime, nickel, a dollar. I pick it up. Well, of course, I wait to see if it's, you know, someone else's, and see that it gets in the hands of the rightful owner first, right? I look around first, and then I take it. But
for a penny, or a nickel, or a dime, or a quarter, no. For 20, yeah. If it's five or more, I look around and see if it's somebody else's. Especially if I'm inside a store. But if I'm in the parking lot and there's some change on the ground, some coins or a dollar bill, that is now Ben McKee's dollar bill or coin.
You don't look around?
Only if it's $5 or more do I look around.
I think I found 20 one time, and I looked around a little bit. No one was there. I kept it moving.
You did that quick glance?
Quick. All right, I'm going to Kentucky for my next for what, where a mother in Kentucky was arrested Sunday after allegedly driving drunk with her son in the car as some sort of lesson, police say. Though it's not clear exactly what the supposed lesson was. This lady, 48, was arrested around 12:51 a.m. And she told police at the time she drank a bunch of beer and got in her car to drive to teach her son a lesson. This lady was driving a BMW X1 at 150 miles per hour while her son was in the car.
For what?
She's teaching him a lesson. What kind of lesson are you teaching her?
You're teaching him a bad lesson.
That son needs to go stay with somebody else. Absolutely. Grandma, uncle, auntie, daddy, somebody, cousin, somebody. She doesn't need to be taking care of that boy anymore, if you ask me. Going to the text box this morning. Let's see here. I knew y'all was going to do this. Start talking about Amari. T's son, coming to Tennessee. Listen.
Your prodigy.
Listen, Amari will be able to see his brothers a little bit easier when he returns home to visit Knoxville. That's all I got.
That'll be nice for him.
That's all I got. So I wanted to read what you said, not ignore you there, Nathan, but that's all I got. Amari will come and visit his brothers a little bit more frequently, but he's at Clemson, and they just won a championship, and I'm sure he's getting ready for a huge junior season. But who knows? Who knows? Anything can happen.
Vaughn Birmingham says that he's not used to all this good stuff happening. Something bad is about to happen, isn't it? And that I have that same mindset of when Tennessee has a week or two good stretch. Something bad is around the corner. Now, hopefully, the Lady Vols is our price to pay. Like, all these good things are happening to the men's team and the football program, and because of it, we have to suffer through the Lady Vols.
Well, Tennessee plays tonight. Duke lost last night, giving Tennessee a chance to kind of move up the rankings.
A lot of teams lost last night. Florida State battled Duke to the buzzer on Saturday, and they turned around and lost by 10, I believe, to a so-so Pittsburgh team.
Well, I'm saying, you know, with Duke losing, they are above Tennessee.
Right.
And this will give Tennessee a chance to kind of go up in the rankings if they win over these next couple days. With everything happening so well, we're just bound for some bad news, right? Maybe it's tonight. Maybe Tennessee slips up and loses to Arkansas. I doubt it, but it's just too good to be true. All these good things happening to Tennessee. So hopefully, and I think they do understand this now that they have a target on their back, gator chomping and doing some of those things. That's only just added kind of fuel to the fire for other teams to try to shut Tennessee up. But it's going to take Arkansas having their best day and Tennessee not having one of their better days. You're starting to see more love from opposing coaches, and maybe this is a coaching strategy. Avery Johnson calling Tennessee the best team in the country, trying to maybe get them comfortable, trying to butter them up a little bit. I think it's true. Now, DC Vol Girl put this on the text box at 7:32, and you know, we're talking about all this positivity and all this good stuff that's happening. Something bad got to be happening around the corner, right? Well, DC Vol Girl asked a really, really good question. It's a good question. You know, it's a love fest for T. Martin, and I'm happy. I've been talking about T coming back for 5 or 6 years, and here we are. This is what Vol Girl says from DC. I'm glad T is coming back, but a small part of me is also nervous about it. Has T ever worked with someone like Jeremy Pruitt before? Is he ready to take that first butt chewing? Is he ready to say no to his former teammates when they want all the inside dirt? I'm also worried because some people, including you, are getting way too excited about this. We don't throw a parade for assistant coaches. Now, Pruitt is our head coach. We don't want our fans and foreign players putting T on a pedestal above other assistants or our OC. That can cause drama that we don't need. Everyone should celebrate today, but tomorrow he needs to become another assistant and member of Pruitt's staff. I agree and disagree. Pruitt doesn't care about that. He don't care about who's getting the attention. All he cares about is winning. He ain't on Twitter. He doesn't like doing public appearances. He doesn't care about that. Because of Pruitt's personality, it works out. If that was a problem with Pruitt's personality, it would have already been an issue with Coach Former, who has kind of been like the Jerry Jones of Tennessee football. You know, he's the one that's talked a lot. He's the one that's doing interviews. You hear more from Coach Former than you hear from Jeremy Pruitt. And that's what Pruitt likes. He would rather have it that way. He would rather be in the office watching film and recruiting. Here's where you're right, Vol Girl. Yes. You know, T has a lot of connections. There's a lot of people who know T. T's been in this business before, a long time, and he knows when to be professional and when not to be. And I've talked to T off air many a times, but during this time, I knew where to stand, and I kept my distance and respected the process, and used my resources to kind of find out what was going on and be ready for what was going on. But the same approach that I've taken with T. Fair is the same approach that I will take with T. Martin. Terry Fair was almost like a neighbor to me before he moved to Colorado State when I lived in South Knoxville. Guys like Kevin Simon, Monterey Horsey, all those guys. There's a lot of guys on staff that I play with or I know, but there's a respect level. There's a respect, and there's a way to do things, and there's not a way to do things. And I expect T. Martin to handle things the right way, and I expect his former teammates and folks that know him to handle things the right way as well. So I think that's a really good point that Vol Girl brings up. We're not getting way too excited. You can't get way too excited about Tennessee making a move that's good. How do you get too excited about this?
I think the only way you could get too excited is if we began to overvalue tea, and I don't think that's possible. We're not overvaluing his ability as a recruiter or as a coach because he is a tremendous receivers coach. He's a tremendous recruiter. So I think that'd be the only way you could get too excited. Like, we got too excited with Butch Jones as a fan base early on in Butch Jones' tenure. We overvalued Butch Jones.
How about we do this? How about we stop trying to think?
And just enjoy the moment.
And just enjoy. And just let your heart tell you what to do. I mean, I think sometimes we try to overanalyze and make mountains out of molehills or make things complicated when it doesn't need to be. This fan base has went through a lot over the last few years, in the last year, and they hire someone that can help. It's okay. You can be happy. It's okay. You can celebrate. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing. And we were pumped about Jim Chaney coming back, and Jim Chaney didn't play here, but we understand when he was here the first time, he did a really good job, and he loves this area. So I think Vol Girl brings up a few good points there, but I disagree with trying to, like, hold back how you feel, man. You're happy. You're supposed to be happy. You're supposed to be happy as a Tennessee fan. And so just let it ride.
And T will never be just another assistant. I understand her thought process and theory. I just don't think that it is possible just to view T as another assistant.
I mean,
he should be treated as another assistant, but the way the fan base views him, he'll never be just another assistant.
No, he won't, and that's fine. You know, Terry Fair got a lot of love when he returned. It wasn't like this, but, you know, Terry Fair got a lot of love. Terry Fair got more of a standing ovation at last year's recruiting deal at the Tennessee Theater than any other coach. Mm-hmm. He got more of a round of applause, but no one was like, hey, stop. We need the same amount of decimals for Will Friend as for Terry Fair. No, who cares? Just ride out.
We will not carry on with this production until Will Friend receives the same amount of decibels as Terry Fair did.
Yeah, I mean, it's all good. Stay. It's good. Just be happy. Ken says, I didn't know if you knew, but Doug Matthews last week was very, very strong in his words that T. Martin would not be hired to Tennessee staff. I don't know. I didn't hear what he said. But it happened. So I guess it might need to go back to the batter's box.
Yeah, the midday 180s Twitter mentions of them acknowledging T. Martin joining Pruitt's staff are pretty funny.
Oh. Awesome show. They do a great job.
They do.
Yeah, awesome show. Great job. And if Doug thought that T wasn't going to be a part of the staff, maybe he needs to I don't know what he needs to do. He was wrong.
Again.
865-255-03. Hour 3 coming up.